my compass. See that girl? It dances from the minerals beneath our feet. We have found iron.
Well, well, instead of Wuhan, then, to Coffinville, Ocean.
Yuna, you're not in the old country anymore. Speak English.
What's your planning, land with a talking dog and complaining that the dog is speaking German? Someone sure is picky. Anyway, do you really think there could be iron here in a few miles out of Deerwood? Isn't all the iron up on the Mesabi and Vermilion ranges?
Yes, but the compass doesn't lie. I have a strong feeling that there is iron under this ground. If we map its location, I can rush to town and buy up all the land and mineral rights.
Oh, and sausages.
Never mind the sausages. This land will be our fortune.
I am maybe a talking dog, but I'm still a dog. I take my cut in meat.
Well, technically, I found the iron. Yuna, no. No bark. No bark, Yuna. You'll attract the attention of other prospectors. Very well, sausages. Sausages for my blackmailing mongrel friend.
Si, el mio.
Wait a minute. That's an entirely different language.
St. Bernard's are Swiss, you know. We have three official languages. Four, if you count Romanish.
I should have gotten a Shih Tzu. Just think, they'll call this the Kyler Adams Range from now on.
Yuna, they'll call it the Yuna Range.
Kyler Adams Range. I'm the human, in case you forgot. They don't name iron ranges after dogs.
Oh, really? Because I know a dog named Mesabi who would tell you otherwise. Lots of sausages. He's rolling in them.
Kyler Adams Range.
Oh, Kyuna Range.
Kyler Adams Range.
Una Range.
Kyler Adams.
Una Range.
Kyler
Una Range.
Kyler
Una.
Kyuna Range. Kyuna Range. Hey, that has a ring to it.
It sure does.
Kyuna Iron.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live on the Northern Community Radio Network from the Mayberry Auditorium of Crosby Ironton High School in Crosby, Minnesota. Tonight's show is made possible by the generous support of the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The Great Northern Radio Show celebrates modern life off the beaten path. Today we find ourselves on the Cuyuna Iron Range, one of the big three iron ranges of northern Minnesota. But we got here late. It's been decades since they've mined iron on the Cuyuna, so we're doing a show steeped in the many cultures that came to settle Crosby and Ironton, but with an eye to all the other things that make life on today's Cuyuna Range special. We'll be joined by performers of all kinds, meet some of the neighbors, and hear music from talented artists from both here in the area and throughout the vibrant Minnesota music scene. Stick around. Our compass is dancing, and we don't know why. Joining us now with the music of some of the original Cuyuna Range immigrants, the new Finnish folk duo, Alotar.
Jos sä olet minun hellunani, tämän kesän, 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 kesän. Jos sä olet minun hellunani, tämän kesän, 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 kesän. Niin minä laitan sulle, niin minä laitan sulle, niin kuin linnulle pesän, 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 pesän. Niin minä laitan sulle, niin minä laitan sulle, niin kuin linnulle pesän, 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 pesän. Vaikka silkistä lapsen myssyn, 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 myssyn. laitan sulle, niin minä laitan sulle vaikka silkistä lapsen nyssy. Olet minun hellunani, tämän talven. Jos sä olet minun hellunani, tämän talven. Niin minä laitan sulle, vaikka hopiastan lapsen sarven. Niin minä laitan sulle, vaikka hopiastan lapsen sarven.
That's all, Attar. New duo, Sarah Payanen and Teja Niku. Real quick, tell us where you're from.
I'm originally from Hibbing, Minnesota, and I live now in Minneapolis.
And I am originally from Finland, from Haapavesi, and that's on the west coast of Finland, and now I live in the capital, Helsinki.
And they are a transatlantic collaboration of Finnish folk music on their very first tour of the great Finn states of America. Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and beyond. You can't chart the history of northern Minnesota without talking about the role played by the Finns, and we'll have Pam Brunfeldt out later in the show, esteemed historian with a fair amount of Finnish history and heritage herself. She'll tell us about some of the characters that made life here in Crow Wing County interesting a century ago. But we're not just talking about the past tonight. It's time to look forward to the future sometimes, and even the gentleman we had out earlier, Kyler Adams, had something to say about that. 90 years ago, Kyler Adams gave an interview to the American magazine, and he cautioned against being too wistful about the accomplishments of those who came before.
Young men sometimes make me impatient when they argue that we older men have used up all the great opportunities. There are about as many opportunities at one time as at another. I only wish that if I were sure of living another 25 or 30 years, in order to do some of the things that I see crowding to be done right now. What men lack at any time is not opportunities. There are always plenty of those. But the knack of opening the door in their minds, if you can call it that, which gives them the courage to decide on something and to see it through.
I wonder what his dog, Una, would have said about that.
A lot of generic use of the word man, don't you think, Kyler?
It was the custom of my time. Men were the breadwinners.
Men talked to dogs and named iron ranges after them.
That was my wife's idea. What do you mean?
Yes, the Cuyuna Iron Range has a lot of tradition to it, but it's a different place now than even 30 years ago. Take a drive through Ironton and Crosby, and you'll see towns that are distinctly Iron Range, similar in age, design, and bar-to-people ratio as what you find up on the Mesabi. But there's no mining here, not anymore. Downtown Crosby is full of antique shops. The woods around here run thick with tourists and retirees, and the kids tell people they're from a little town kind of near Brainerd, closer to Minneapolis than to an iron mine. It's a place of close margins, locals to visitors, Republicans to Democrats, Crosbyites to Irontonians. You can barely see the line between these distinctions, so closely they are entwined. And I see that it's even still a controversy in the Wednesday edition of the paper here in town, deciding whether this is the Cuyuna Range or the Cuyuna Lakes now, as the debate rages on. And, I touched a nerve right there. Did you feel that?
Heated. This is going to get heated.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that one alone. I tell you what we can all agree on, though. Hot dish. I think we can all agree on hot dish. And I was... And, of course, I was at your Heartland Kitchen yesterday
having a lovely afternoon lunch, and the special yesterday was tater tot hot dish.
A classic.
It is a classic, and she said it was the special, and I asked, you know, I had to ask. Some sort of deep primal urge came about me. I had to know more about it, because as many of us might know, there are variations on the hot dish. Hot dish is a nebulous term. It comes with family history. They change over time, much like a language, such as the nuance of a hot dish. So I had to ask what was in the hot dish. And so several questions went by. I asked the waitress what was in the hot dish. We found out. And then, of course, I don't know what compelled me to do this, but at the very end of my line of questioning, I asked the question, well, do you recommend it? Like, because there's a trust there. The trust that says, I trust the waitress to tell me if it's not something I should eat. And of course, she said it was good and I should eat it. And so I did. I ordered it. It was lovely. But before it came, I had to laugh. There was, at the table next to me, another couple. And she ran through the specials and everything with them. And he asked the exact same questions I did. All of them. Ending with the question, do you recommend it? And she did. And I felt pretty proud that I was tuned in with what's important about a hot dish. But then I wasn't so proud. I don't think this was a proud moment, because for the first time ever, I Instagrammed my meal. I put my food on social media. And it was two things. One, it was the first time I did that. And secondly, looking around the room there, here in Crosby, I think that was the first time that had been done there. Didn't seem like it fit in.
So you were a ranger up to that point.
Up till that point. And that's where it came unraveled, such as the paradox of my life. Not that you need to know more about that. So the Cuyuna Range has got so much going on, and there are several people from Crosby who have gone on to success in the world. And Dr. Robert Good was the first physician to perform a successful bone marrow transplant, a process that has gone on to save thousands of lives. He grew up a son of teachers here in Crosby. Crosby and Ironton was also home to many of the veterans of past wars, keeping the tradition of high levels of service among the working class people of the Iron Range, where volunteer rates during World War II and at other times in our history was so high. One of them was Robert Polich, a decorated World War II pilot. And of course, I read that Crosby is also the hometown of professional boxer Anthony the Bullet Bonsante. And I read that on the computer. I don't know if he's well known. But that there is one tidbit about Crosby history that I found quite fascinating. Quite fascinating indeed. It's a fact that the United States government conducted Cold War experiments in Crosby, Minnesota, with the purpose of fighting off the Russians. I couldn't make this up if I tried, folks. The feds even had a secret military installation at the Portsmouth Mine. In 1957, just before the first artificial satellite would go into orbit, military leaders decided on a different kind of mission, Project Manhigh. It's exactly like it sounds, putting a man in a basket attached to a balloon and sending him as close to space as they could get him. In that mission, United States Air Force Major David Simons would slip the surly bonds of Earth for a time before he vented off some helium and floated back down with a successful mission for our American system of government under his belt. But did you know that before Simons' successful Manhigh 2 launch, there was a mission that also launched from Crosby, which didn't go nearly as well? Here, with the story of that day, the Great Northern Radio Players present Manhigh 1.5.
Systems check. This is Captain Fred Hightower. Project Manhigh, Roman numeral I and I over II.
Check, Fred. All your equipment functioning. You ready to take over?
Yes, sir. How long I gotta stay in this tin can again?
Mission time is 22 hours, Major. You think you can stand it? Not too late to back out now.
Listen, Colonel. If we don't get up there, those commies will. I'm gonna put a stop to it. God bless America.
Take it easy up there. Remember, you'll have the radio to keep in touch with us.
Roger that. Let's get lifted. What in the heck is this stuff, Colonel? Can't I get some Elvis up here?
Sorry, Fred. We only get the AM stations at the high altitudes, so you're at their mercy.
Yeah, can't you get a DJ on the line? Jeez.
Well, thank you for that glorious opera.
Glad that's over.
We now return to the annual Pledge Drive programming.
Oh, jeez.
Just $10 a month. Ten. Just give what you can. Monthly. Yes. Everyone
hey,
can
Fred,
do it. Just
you coming up whatever you have. Yes, yes. How are you feeling?
It's getting cooler in here, and I gotta pee. How much longer do I have in here?
15 hours.
Guess I'll hold it.
Hey, Fred, we're going to be losing radio contact for a while, maybe a half hour.
What do you mean, maybe?
Just hold on, hold out, and we'll,
Criminy. I guess it's quiet for a while now. Guess I'll just take a look out at the clouds and... Whoa now. What's that? It's green. Round. I got myself an unidentified flying object. Ground control, ground control. Do you copy?
Hello, this is Boris.
What?
Is this not the KGB?
No, this is Major Fred Hightower with the United States of America.
Oh, well, never mind. I thought you were someone else.
You're a Russian spy.
Of course not. I am a birding enthusiast.
At 75,000 feet?
I am the very devoted enthusiast of the most enthusiast.
Prove it.
Have you heard of the red-bearded American short-tailed swallow?
No.
He's a very nice bird. Flies at high altitudes. Very rare.
I find that a little hard to believe.
Okay, fine. You caught me in the little red lie. My balloon went wild over your Alaska, and I don't know where I am. Is this Petrozavodsk?
No, sir. Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes.
Oh, that is the place where they have the funny accents.
Funny accents? Well, don't you know that...
Don't you know?
Cram it, you commie. You don't just come flying into the United States of America and insult a serviceman.
You betcha I do.
You know, if I weren't so high up right now, I'd come over and pop you one right in the kisser.
You try, and I show you how Russian fists work when in low atmospheric pressure, like plow in field.
I'll show you some atmospheric pressure.
Oh! I think we have an impasse.
Yeah, I can't get the balloon over there. I could throw a shoe at your balloon.
I would do same.
Would you?
Maybe.
Would you really?
I could.
Mission control, all over.
You won't be able to reach them.
Excuse me?
Same problem I had in Alaska. There is solar flare. Once you get above 30,000 feet, it's kaput, at least until flare ends.
What?
Your military commanders didn't warn you?
Yours knew, and they sent you anyway.
Ah, well, could be worse. They sent me with vodka. It's been okay. In Mother Russia, we fight off the bears with fists and our teeth. Whack 'em in the nose. Jabuchka, hi.
Looks like we're stuck in the same jet stream. Guess I'm stuck with Boris here until I crash or the flyer ends. At least it's better than the pledge drive. Hey, Boris. Hey, Boris, you still alive in there?
Yes.
Where'd you grow up?
Small farm outside of Leningrad. My father milked cows.
So did mine. Always woke me up at 4 a.m. every morning to get the milking in.
Ah, yes. In the winter, it was so cold, we had to be careful so hands did not freeze on the udders.
That's right. And then we'd go in and Mom would cook us up a nice hot breakfast, and then I'd go curl up with my dog Sparky by the fire.
Yeah, kind of like. My mother would cook up dog on fire, go work in munitions plant. Same thing.
You know, Boris, we have more in common than our leaders would let us think.
Yes, we are both in balloons.
No, no, more than that. We're both just regular guys caught up in a mixed-up world.
I have not moved bowels since August. It's probably the vodka.
No, no, I mean normal.
Me too.
Well, maybe once we get out of this jam, we can talk some sense into people. Maybe our two nations can get along after all.
Maybe. I would like that very much. Say, maybe we hog it out, Moscow style.
What the heck, you big bear? Float that balloon over here, eh?
Hey. I still can't believe accent. Here, I float over now. Oh, no. Balloon hit sharp part of your capsule. I leaked the helium.
Fred! Fred! Captain Hightower, do you read me? Fred!
Roger that.
We just picked up a balloon falling out of the sky. Was that you?
Negative. It was a filthy commie spy. That's who it was. He tried to pop my balloon with a sickle.
Well, you can come on down now. We'll have to try again when the solar flare dies down.
Yeah, well, you might have to find someone else next time. Maybe Simons will do it. I think I've had my fill of balloon life.
And thanks to everyone who pledged so far. Before we go back to reading phone numbers on the radio, here's a new tune.
The Great Northern Radio Players. Now I'm happy to welcome to the Great Northern Radio Show stage a Crosby area musician some folks here might know, Dave Peterson. Peterson. We'll be back out later on. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Our show is made possible in part by the generous support of the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. From paperclips to ships, Minnesota's iron ore producers make the things we use every day. More at taconite.org. We are in Crosby, Minnesota tonight, broadcasting live from the Mayberry Auditorium at Crosby Ironton High School. We've mentioned that Crosby used to be a mining town and now welcomes a lot of tourists every year. The lakes are a big part of life in Crow Wing County, Minnesota, but the arts are big here too. You can find a lot of musicians, artisans, artists, and yes, even drama in these Northwoods. Whenever those different aspects of life in northern Minnesota collide, though, you're bound to have trouble, as we'll see when we now welcome back to the stage the Great Northern Radio Players.
What's the production? Okay, well, you could try that, but I might have something better for you. Swing on down the shop and I'll fix you up with a replica full pistol, a bag of fake lye, and a foam shovel. Yeah, thanks for calling. Hi, welcome to the Cuyuna Prop Shop, sir. We've got any kind of prop you just might need. May I help you?
Yeah, I need something for a Mercury outboard, 36 horse.
What's the production?
The production? It's a boat.
Oh, the Riverboat Theater! Nice! That's a favorite of mine.
Right. Well, what do you got? My wife was railing on me about my salt intake all morning, and I've got to get out of the house before my daughter's idiot husband shows up to have me fix his PlayStation with my model train tools. You know, there's a reason we live in the woods. He's supposed to get lost on the way and get eaten by turkey buzzards, but it never happens. Anyway, lost my prop when I hit a rock last week. Need a new one.
Okay. So, a dialogue-driven piece about marriage and family. Must be a one-act, right?
We've been married 39 years.
Right. So, a one-act. Got it. Well, listen, I think I have just the thing for you. The husband and wife character in this play must have some shared interest, right?
Characters? This is my real wife I'm talking about. My son-in-law really is an idiot. And I really do need a prop for my boat.
Oh, a method actor. Fantastic. I haven't had one of you guys here since Daniel Day-Lewis walked in acting like a venomous lizard. You know, I don't think that movie ever got made. Okay, fine. So what do you and your wife have in common?
We like bears. Teddy bears. All kinds. Especially ones dressed up to look like other animals.
Like rabbits and bees?
Right. Or chickens and cows. I was raised on a farm.
So, we want something center stage that represents the way the characters are connected, despite their differences. Something that allows the audience to consider the foundation of this relationship while it disintegrates into chaos.
Lady, I'm just here for a prop.
No! You are here for much more than a prop. I've got just the thing. Yes, 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 here you go. What do you think?
That's a teddy bear. A teddy bear dressed as a nightingale? How did you know that my wife's favorite bird is the nightingale? How did you know the song of a nightingale makes me think of her?
Oh, it's an old cliche. Nagging wife, husband wants to fish, teddy bears, all signs point to bear dressed as nightingale. I've rented this one out for several college productions, but I think I'm ready to sell it if you're interested.
But my boat, how will I run my boat?
Oh, that's good. Run with that. How will you run with your boat? Perhaps if you keep focused on the nightingale, you won't need to escape your problems. Remember the call of the nightingale, and you won't need to start that motor ever again.
How much?
I was thinking maybe $1,200.
I'll give you $25.
Deal. Thanks for supporting your local art community by shopping at the prop shop.
Sure thing. This bear is going to be the best wingman I ever had.
The Great Northern Radio Players.
Ah, yes. The call of the nightingale. I don't know if they have nightingales in Finland, but they do have Alutar.
Thank you.
Solitaire. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. You can find our show's podcast at kaxe.org or on your local independent public radio station. The show is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now it's my honor to welcome to our stage the person who taught me much of what I know about the history of the Iron Range, my Iron Range history mentor. For 3 years, she was the director of the Crow Wing County Historical Society. She now teaches at Vermilion Community College up in Ely and is one of the most accomplished modern historians on the subject of Minnesota's Iron Ranges. She's now here to tell you about one of Crosby's most interesting historical distinctions, the election of a communist mayor back in 1933. Welcome, Pam Brunfeld.
It's not very often in American history when a little town like this makes history. But in 1932, when Carl Emil Nygaard was elected mayor of this little town, he was the first American to ever be elected as a communist to a municipal executive office in the United States. Of course, many people thought it was an accident. It really wasn't. It was the culmination of 22 years of radicalism. And it started as early as 1911, the same year as the first shipment of iron ore from this little range. In 1913, they had their first strike. By then, they had already begun building their Finn Hall, which is, by the way, being restored as we speak, on First Street South. Applause, everyone. They'll be happy to take donations. Anyway, first strike, they held their strike meetings there. Peacefully settled. 1916, another major strike. 1917, they went on strike over World War I. 1918, they started the Crosby Workers Cooperative Store. 1927, they had a Young Communist League group in town. This is not an accident that a communist was elected mayor of this town. So in 1930, he ran for mayor, lost. 1931, he came close. He got to within 50 votes. Then in 1932, the bottom fell out of the economy on the Cuyuna Iron Range. Unemployment reached 70%. The mines only worked a little bit. The companies opened for short periods to stockpile ore so men could have a paycheck. All the banks in town closed. All the banks on the range closed. There was no money. People were out of work. They were desperate. They were willing to turn to a 23-year-old communist named Carl Nygaard to see if he could do something about alleviating the pain in town. They were mad because they would get welfare vouchers from the city, but they had to buy their groceries at the ordinary grocery stores. They couldn't go to the co-op. They went out on strike. They were frustrated. So in 1932, he was on the general election ballot as the Communist Party candidate for Railroad and Warehouse Commission. I don't think he knew much about it, but it didn't matter. Anyway, he was on the election ballot, so there was no way in December when they voted for mayor that they didn't know he was a communist. And he won, along with two other members of the workers' ticket, and they took over the government. He didn't do really well. He got a little bit full of himself. He traveled around the country because the communists loved the fact that they'd elected one of their own. And so he would travel around the country and he would claim that he had accomplished great things in Crosby, even though he had no power. And he got in trouble, and by the December election for mayor again in 1933, he was ousted in a massive landslide. And that was the end of the story of Carl Nygaard. So why does it matter? Because they were fighting for economic justice, and he's the greatest symbol of that that I can think of.
Thank you, Pam. One more time. Here's all the time.
syväntä rasittelo. Hiljainen suru se nuoren liikan syväntä rasittelo. Kun ei ole sellaista ystävää, jolle sitä valittelo. Kun ei ole sellaista ystävää, jolle sitä valittelo. Pappa ja mamma ne huilaavat sen siunatun mullan alla. Pappa ja mamma ne huilaavat sen siunatun mullan alla. Minä vain juon ja ajelen tällä lavialla maailmalla. Minä vain ja ajelen tällä lavialla maailmalla.
Listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. This past summer, my family and I spent some time here in Crosby on a tour of the Brainerd Lakes area. We came down from the range, the Mesabi Range, to come see the Cuyuna. One of the things we saw a few miles away was the Nisswa turtle races. And for 50 years, people in Nisswa have been collecting friendly painted turtles from area rivers and swamps to race in concentric circles from the center of town. But while Nisswa might have the oldest turtle races in the region, nearby Longville bills itself as the turtle racing capital of the world. They've been running turtles for decades there, too. Surely many an argument could be had among the leaders of these cities, but has anyone thought about what the turtles think about all this? Welcome back, the Great Northern Radio Players.
The cold time has come. Perhaps now we are safe from the scoops?
We are never safe from the scoops, young one. But it is true. We should rest as the culling season has passed. Now is the time to clean our shells, sharpen our beaks for the coming winter.
Sheldon, what happens when you're scooped?
I have been scooped many times, Shelley. It is unlike anything you can imagine. I was placed in a bucket with many others, and we were brought to the human colony in some kind of large metal turtle. They called it a Dodge Caravan. We were then distributed into smaller buckets and placed in a circle on some kind of hellish hot surface, surrounded on all sides by humans wearing strange fabric shells they called fanny packs.
Why?
No one knows. Here, the young humans were sent into this circle, their tiny grubby hands reaching into the buckets by our shells. You may try to kick your way free, but even the grips of the young humans are too strong for you to escape. From there, we were placed on the hot ground, and some human bellowed a strange sound into a microphone. It was then that all the humans began yelling at us. Some of the turtles hid in their shells. I was one of the ones who ran. I thought perhaps I could escape under the feet of the humans. Alas, the humans are so fast, faster than light, I couldn't outrun any of them, not even the fat ones.
How terrifying!
Of all the turtles, I was the fastest. This seemed to earn the respect of the humans. I was celebrated as a champion and decorated with bright colored ribbons. Hours later, they brought me back here to the swamp.
What do they call this place?
The humans call it Niswa.
There must be only one such place like that in the whole entire world.
No, there is another. They say there is an even more terrifying place to the north, a place called Longville. They say the Longville turtles have pledged allegiance to the humans and have formed roving gangs sent out to spy upon free turtles like us.
Oh, I hope those turtles don't come here. I never want to be scooped.
I hope so too, young one. This is bad.
Oh no! Is it the scoops?
Worse, it's the Longville turtles.
Niswa turtles! We know you're in there. You can't stay in your shells forever.
Yeah, come out of there. What are you doing? Come on! Be a man! Be a turtle man! Come on.
They're trying to draw us out for a fight.
I don't want to fight. I'm just a simple country turtle.
Let me handle this. I'm here, Snapper. What do you want?
Oh ho! Is that Sheldon? The fastest turtle in all of Niswa?
You know it is. We don't want trouble, Snapper. You and your Longville turtles just move along.
Right. You tell us what to do. Doesn't work like that, Sheldon. As much as we'd like to go back to the turtle racing capital of the world.
Yeah, that's right. The championship.
We're here to settle a little score.
People been talking. Turtles been talking, Sheldon. They say the Niswa turtles are the fastest around. Well, we Longville turtles don't like the sound of that.
No
one
did.
We aim to show the world you're just an old turtle that got lucky.
Senile, that's
like
what it
I
is,
said,
yeah.
I don't want any trouble.
Neither do we. Mm-hmm. We're all friends here.
Yeah.
We just want a street race. One race to settle this once and for all.
Come on, yo, man, come on.
I don't race anymore. Not if I can help it.
Convenient. Turtles everywhere talk about the great turtle of Niswa.
Yeah.
They say he races for freedom of all turtles.
Sure.
His star inspires turtles to rebel against their human masters with their tiny turtle bladder.
Yeah.
But when the Longville turtles, the true racing turtles of all
turtles. Oh, can I hear for Longville, please? Thank you, Ray.
Well, all of a sudden, the great Sheldon is taking a little rest.
Oh, Sheldon.
It's not like that. I've raced my share. It's just that after my last race, when I defeated Skrontar the Fleet, I had a turtle heart attack.
A turtle heart attack?
Turtly.
So not partially.
Turtle heart attack. The humans said it was amazing I lived. After I healed up in a wading pool, the humans turned me loose. They said I'd earned their respect and would never have to race again.
Well, you may have earned the humans' respect, but the Longville Turtles, we don't have any Terra Pinterest.
No.
We're not leaving until we get the race we came for.
We came for a race? We're going
to
have one.
At you all
with you.
Long and move our heads up and down in a vaguely threatening way.
Enough, enough. Very well. To protect my fellow Nisswa turtles and secure the freedom of turtles everywhere, I will race you.
No!
Even though it might be the last thing I ever do.
No! Sheldon! I won't let you! I've learned so much from you! And it's time for me to stick my neck out for you. Literally. I will race.
All right, we got a live one.
Oh, yeah, gonna have a real race.
We race.
For Nisswa turtles, for freedom.
I feel bad putting you in this position, Shelly. I'd hoped you'd never have to do this. I wish I were a younger turtle.
You've prepared me. I'm ready. Now, it's time to race.
Hey, Shelly. Give him Shell.
I will, Sheldon. I will.
Okay, here are the rules. There are no rules! We start here at the bumpy old log. No, not talking about you, Sheldon. No, what I mean is this old dead wood that has no purpose. Oh, wait, still not talking about you, Sheldon. I mean,
enough. Don't be such a cooter.
Cooters are a common type of turtle found in the South.
Leave it on the racetrack, Snapper. I'm gonna smoke you for some turtle soup.
Okay. When I drop this piece of lettuce I never finished eating, that means start. Ready, set, go! Go, Shelly, go!
Take her down, Snapper!
We can't.
We gotta go.
Hey, oh,
what?
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Stop the music. Stop the music. Stop the music, please. These turtles have barely moved.
This is a big race. It's for the honor of Nisswa and Longville and all of turtle kind.
Okay. All right. Now, that one turtle over there has been staring at the lights for 30 seconds. And that other one has gone maybe 8 inches. Maybe.
I've never seen such speed. You can't stop this race.
Okay. Well, I understand your point of view, but we don't have time to follow this all the way. So let's just let them race, and we'll come back and check on you later.
That's fair.
Okay. Now, we're excited to welcome to the stage of the Great Northern Radio Show a young Minnesota artist who spent her formative years here in the Crosby area. Welcome, Faith Boblett.
Hey, baby, got your magnifying glass on. What are you looking for now? What are you looking for? Mr. Mystery, I'm trying to explain now what you're trying to figure out.
Around, ask you a question, maybe you can.
Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show, broadcasting live from the Mayberry Auditorium at Crosby Ironton High School. And we are joined on stage by a student here at Crosby Ironton, a real ranger. Kristen Wisely is a senior here and a member of the High School SALT Club. Now, you're wearing the shirt, so what does SALT stand for?
SALT stands for Service Adventure Leadership Team.
Okay, and you guys do a lot of different stuff. What's been going on lately?
Well, we do a lot of things around our community. We do service projects, and this year we recently went to We Day, which was, it's an event, it's supposed to be like a movement for Free the Children, and we got to listen to a bunch of speakers and singers, and they basically encouraged us to grow up and become leaders and do better things for our communities.
Excellent. And you guys are active around here. What's something you got coming up?
Well, our first thing we're going to do this year is We Scare Hunger. And what we're going to do is we're going to have students, and we'll each have like a little business card so you know it's us. And we're going to go around and we're going to go trick-or-treating for non-perishable food items to donate to the food shelf.
Awesome. So you guys get to dress up for that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what you're going to be yet?
It's a secret.
Oh, very good. Okay. So you're also a student here, Kristen, at the school, and you're really active in a lot of stuff. What's life like growing up in this area, going to school here? What do you have going on?
Life in Crosby is awesome. It's like a little small town family. We all know each other. We all know what's going on around. And even when we don't, you know, you always talk to someone and say, hey, what's going on? And then you know. So it's great.
Awesome. And so what are your plans for the future?
After high school, I'm going to go study weather and theater.
Weather and theater?
Yeah.
Wow. So storm chasing?
Of course.
Yes. And plays and
yeah.
TV?
No TV, no just on the stage.
Stage. Okay, yes. Very yeah. Good. So would a dream role be to play a tornado?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. Kristen Wisely from the SALT Club here at Crosby Ironton High School. Thank you. This is the Great Northern Radio Show, and we've got a special guest up here, another Crosby Ironton student, actually two of them here on our stage. Here with his guitar is a senior at Crosby Ironton, John Stockman. His sister Emma, in fifth grade, is playing the piano for one of John's original songs, Spark the Lighter.
It was June, and she sat down below. Waited for a train to head north, and she sang as she opened up the door, and the people, they watched her as she rode. She looked well despite the storming cold, and the train across the bridge and bay, a train to head north.
John Stockman and Emma Stockman. Great job, guys. Thanks for being here.